Welcome, friends and viewers from around the world. Today, we're excited to present to you the start of a series of colorful international cuisines by Chef Carrie Brown. You might recognize Carrie's name on the package of Follow Your Heart's Chicken-Free Chicken as the creator of this ingenious soy-based alternative to chicken. A chef mostly by passion and hobby, Carrie has a decorated background in the arts as a writer, producer, director spanning the past 4 decades. He has won numerous commendations, including an Emmy Award for the Olympics coverage, as well as being recognized by the Directors Guild of America. He has instructed film and television at the University of California, Los Angeles, University of Southern California, and the American Film Institute. Nowadays, Carrie divides his time developing educational programs and teaching students how to be healthier, and enjoys his days serving delicious vegetarian dishes at a local veterans hospital. On this episode of Vegetarianism, The Noble Way of Living, Carrie is joined by actor Chris Mahler, a rising star who has found a new home in Hollywood. Chris has earned lead roles in many theater and film productions, the most recent of which won the Slam Dance Special Jury Award. He has also appeared as a guest on A&E and the Discovery Channel. Now, let's step into the kitchen and see what Carrie has in store for us.
Hi, welcome to the kitchen. Today we're going to deal with American foods, hearty foods, and foods that have become almost American. We'll do chicken adobo, which started in the Philippines as a wonderful combination of acid and chicken and black pepper, and it is absolutely delicious. Our second meal today will be barbecued ribs. The same kind of barbecued ribs that you see on television and restaurants all across the United States. Except these barbecued ribs are made without meat and they taste almost exactly the same. Quick story. I was doing a show in San Francisco at the Fancy Food Show, and we presented our ribs together with hundreds of other people showing meat ribs. Now, we weren't trying to compete in the competition. We figured we weren't even allowed in the competition, but the judges came around and saw our ribs and picked them up and said, hey, these aren't bad. What kind of pork did you use? Well, when we told them what we did, they brought over the other judges to taste a non-meat rib and said, boy, this stuff's good. And it really is good. You'll really enjoy it. And last but not least, we're doing a chicken salad, and we're going to decorate it with lots and lots of flowers. So sit back, relax. Now, we have our guest today. Our guest today is Chris. Come on in, Chris.
Hello.
Chris Mahler, how are you, sir?
Very good. How are you doing?
Very well. Thank you. Thank you for joining us today.
See ya.
There are many advantages of not eating meat. Do you realize?
Yeah.
The biggest advantage, perhaps, is that no cholesterol, none of the additives that you might find in meat. It's really a healthier lifestyle. And if you can get any shape you want. This one happens to be in the shape of a chicken, but you can make any shape you want. That's
and
the
it tastes bit. Great, too.
Yeah, it does. It really does taste great. Okay, our first one today we're going to do is chicken adobo. And what we're going to do is cut this in half.
Okay.
And if you see the inside, as you can see the texture right here. In fact, if we kind of pull it open, you can really see the texture of the meat.
Yeah, it's just like meat.
Yeah, and what you're going to do here is just tear this up into little pieces.
Huh? Okay.
Just like that.
Just put it in there?
Go for it.
Yeah. All right.
Cool. Now, soy absorbs liquid, so we're going to put some both vinegar and black pepper, which are the two major ingredients in chicken adobo. And in addition to the vinegar and black pepper, we're going to add a little bit of soy sauce for a little bit of sodium and a little bit of oil, just a touch now, and the oil we'll use is canola oil.
Okay.
An olive oil. There you go.
Now, how many people would one of these serve in a chicken adobo?
Oh, I think with one of these chickens, you could probably get 3 to 4 really good servings, particularly if you have some rice or other soy product, or rice or other starch product with it. Start out with a little bit of olive. So about a tablespoon is just the right amount. Okay, it's 1 cup of vinegar. That seems like a lot of vinegar, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
But it really does taste great. And about a tablespoon of soy sauce, like that. And now for the pepper. The pepper is the most important ingredient because it gives it flavor.
Oh, I love pepper.
Okay. And what we need in this is 1 full tablespoon of pepper. And the best way to get pepper is to grind it yourself because it's fresh and it tastes good that way. We're cooking this on a stove called an induction stove. I teach in a lot of schools, and we have to be very careful. The induction stove has an amazing property. It doesn't heat at all. It doesn't heat the surface of the machine itself. It only heats the pan.
Oh, okay.
What's interesting is, if you touch the bottom here, you can feel it warm. It's a little hot.
Oh, yeah.
But you put your hand right on here, and it's cold, ice cold.
Holy cow.
Isn't that neat? So it's really a safe way, and it's our way of keeping the kids safe in school. You also want to put in 1 cup of water.
Okay.
The soy will absorb all the flavors of the ingredients we put in here.
Oh.
And this is how it works.
So it really cooks into it really well.
Right. It takes about 20 minutes to bring the water down. And what you want to end up with is a thick sauce.
Okay.
And I'm going to open up this magic pan like this. This is chicken adobo.
Oh.
Isn't that something?
That looks awesome.
Smell.
Mmm. Oh, you're right. You can smell everything cooked into it.
Wow. It's delicious.
And you serve that with, like, rice or...
Rice or rice noodles is very good with
okay.
this.
Okay.
Or just on a piece of lettuce.
Oh,
it's
okay.
delicious. I'm going to cover this up so it stays warm for us to enjoy in a few minutes. Let's look over here. This is a salad which is made with chicken-free chicken, this soy chicken here, and some other ingredients, and we'll go through them in just a moment. But this is how you can decorate a plate and
wow.
have it gorgeous. So when you're doing a fancy dinner or a fancy evening, you got some, it is so nice.
It looks like art.
Yeah, and it's fun to eat. Incidentally, these flowers are all edible flowers. Now there's a trick to edible flowers, and you probably know it, but you cannot use any flour which has insecticide on it,
oh, yeah.
obviously, because
yeah,
it can make
definitely.
You sick. And secondly, if you're going to buy it, don't buy it from a commercial florist.
Okay.
Because commercial florists always use insecticide on their product. There's a list, and it'll be up on the website, so you can take a look at all of the flowers that are available that you can eat. The petals are always safer than the stamens or the center of the flower. Always safer. And let's do some chicken salad. All we have to do is cut the chicken up into very large pieces, okay?
Okay.
And if you'll drop those into our
machine
over there.
Okay.
Now, since we're doing Hawaiian style, we're going to put some nuts in there. And the best nuts in the whole world, Hawaiian nuts, are macadamia nuts.
Oh, I
These
love
These are raw macadamia nuts without salt.
Okay, how much about?
Oh, it's about a half a cup.
Okay.
Okay. This is... pineapple.
Pineapple.
Again, pineapple in its own juice. You can cut one open yourself, or you can use a pineapple in your own juice. This one has no sugar added to it. This is?
Looks like celery.
It is celery. Again, celery, and this is a little bit of garlic, just a touch. Okay, now to bring this all together, you're going to need some salad dressing. This is Vegenaise salad dressing, which is a vegan salad dressing. It contains no dairy, no eggs.
Okay.
And that's about... 3 or 4 large tablespoons, like a quarter cup.
Okay.
Top on, turn it on, and pulse it if you would. You can tell when the product is finished, when the salad is finished, because the nuts don't make that crackling sound any longer.
Gotcha.
A few more pulses. You're done. You're done.
Yeah, sounds good.
Sounds good. Is good. Let's put some of that into one of our bowls here.
I'm getting hungry. Oh, this looks great.
So it's chicken
perfect.
Salad. Yeah, it's chicken salad. It tastes delicious. It's Hawaiian chicken salad. The macadamia nuts really add a wonderful flavor. Now, in order to decorate this, why don't you fill up that bowl,
okay.
and we'll decorate it just like we did the other one.
Oh, cool.
You know, Chris has starred in several movies.
We actually won at Slam Dance last year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You grew up in Detroit, right?
Yep.
And here you are. You were making movies in Detroit, came to California, and
yep.
making movies in California. This is a wonderful thing.
definitely getting it rolling.
Okay, now this, we're going to take some of these flowers.
So it is kind of almost like art, really. I mean, you're just creating a really beautiful tapestry.
What do you think?
That is beautiful.
Now, the big test is, what's it taste like?
I'll be the first person to test it.
Make sure you come back to join us tomorrow to learn the amazing recipe for Carrie's vegan barbecued ribs. We'll also be treated to a visual taste of the chicken-free chicken adobo and Flower Garden Hawaiian chicken salad. We'll see you then, and now, please stay tuned to Between Master and Disciples, here on Supreme Master Television. May your garden of life flourish with love, tranquility, and wisdom.